Hey everybody, welcome to Getting to Know Your Friends. My name is Zach Rowland, the host of this podcast, and it's a podcast where we get to know my friends and your friends hopefully someday. And today I have with me my friend, Chris Fidler.
That is me.
I'm going to applaud for you by myself because I just want to, because well, you're a great guy.
That was me applauding for you when you introduced yourself moments ago.
Thanks.
So you see, he is also a great guy.
Well,
so
you know, we think really highly of each other.
We do. We do.
So, all right, Chris, so let's get started into things. We're going to get to know you today. I know you a little bit. I've worked with you on some projects through improv, and I've seen you do some stand-up. But I want to get to know the real Chris. Okay.
God.
So where do you come from? What's your backstory? Where is your origin?
My origin. Let's see. Well, a long, long time ago in a Ford galaxy far, far away. I don't know.
Did you say Ford galaxy?
Yes. Like Spaceballs reference.
Yeah.
Ford galaxy.
Okay, yeah.
The big honking car.
Right.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my life began, in a Ford galaxy. Anyway, well, I'm from Blue Springs, Missouri, originally, which is a suburb of Kansas City.
Cool.
Great place to live.
Blue Springs, yeah, shout out.
Sure.
Good stuff.
If, you know, I highly recommend it if you're raising a family or if you're in a coma, go ahead and live out there. It's great.
Wow. Very specific.
But I lived out there pretty much my whole life.
Okay.
I went to school in the city, St. Peter's, if any St. Peter's people are watching.
Ooh, what's the mascot?
Oh, good God, what was the mascot?
Don't tell
me.
The
Patriots. Patriots.
St. Peter Patriots.
Yes.
Go Patriots.
And that was just it. They didn't have, like, a picture of a Patriot.
Oh, really?
It was just the Patriots.
St. Peter's?
Peter's, yeah.
Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wonder what they believed in.
Something patriotic?
I hope.
Hopefully for America? I don't know.
Something for St. Peter. All right, so that was your high school?
That was grade school.
Grade
and
school.
Then I went to Rockhurst High School.
Rockhurst High School.
So, okay. Yeah.
And what'd you do there?
Learn stuff.
Well, I would hope.
No.
Did you do any activities, any sports? Were you in any clubs?
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know, let's build a picture of young Chris.
Chess team, all the way. Big time chess player. I think I won one match because I got into it my sophomore and junior year.
Okay.
And I was just god awful.
Do you remember the match specifically?
Yeah, I remember because when you play chess, you have to keep a record of all the moves you're making.
Okay.
And I was doing really bad this particular tournament, and I didn't care anymore, so I just, like, tossed my record book aside.
Ooh.
And the kid,
rebel,
the person I was playing across from me, got really offended by this. He said, "Take notes." And I'm just like, "Nah, it's not necessary. I'm gonna get my butt kicked." And he's like, "No, I'm telling you, take notes." And I'm just like, "Yes, sir. Jesus. Okay."
Wow.
So I record it, and then lo and behold, and he was like really into it, just focused like a laser beam on the game.
Huh.
And I'm just like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Okay, yeah, yeah. I think I can do that. Sure. I don't know." And lo and behold, I wound up cleaning his clock. It was beautiful. So
wow.
And he just stormed off, and I'm like, "Ah, I got a record of that. That was pretty sweet." So that was my one victory, and yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, that was a big day for me.
Yeah. Stepping stone.
But cool. Yeah, chess team, and I also did speech and debate. So
excellent.
Therein lied the seed of improv comedy and comedy in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get that real young, and you're kind of like, "Oh, I like this. This feels good. I want to get out there in front of people and talk and do fun stuff."
Exactly.
Yeah, I never did speech and debate. I did drama, which was, you know, theater, and we did productions, but we didn't really have like a speech and debate team. Well, I guess we had forensics. It was a small program, though.
Yeah. Well, because you're from KCK, right?
KCK, but when I was in high school, I was in Overland Park. So I went to Shawnee Mission North High School,
which is
a really well-accredited, not theater school, but known for its
sure.
theater
in
program.
Fact, that tournament, my chess tournament, happened at Shawnee Mission North.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, it's all coming together.
It's
now
all connected.
Here we are now,
yeah,
all these years later. Might have been a friend of yours. I don't know.
Maybe.
Did anyone come crying to you sophomore year saying, "I got beat by this kid who wouldn't keep track of what he was doing"?
You'd be surprised, but I wasn't friends with those kind of people then.
Good for you. Because you see how high strung and psychotic they are. So
no, I would have been sophomore year. I would have been a gangsta. Every year really? I reinvented myself.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's not bad. Yeah. That's how you figure yourself out. I never reinvented myself. I was always the same guy for like about up until 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And then I reinvented myself and suddenly everything is like, wow, anything's possible.
Who were you before?
I was a very straight-laced, studious kid.
Okay.
Always held my nose to the grindstone thinking, sure. Yeah, if I'm a good student and I become a lawyer, I could become president someday, one of those kids.
Oh, wow. Was that your biggest aspiration?
Not president, but okay. I was a politics nerd. I studied poli-sci in college, yeah. And, you know, I kept track of that and thought that stuff was important. And then, little by little, it kind of grinds away at you, and you realize, what a waste of time. I need to do something else with my life. And that's what happened. So, yeah. I was a good student, but I didn't care what I was studying about. I was just good at remembering information and then regurgitating it.
Right. And that's funny, too, because I always felt like I was terrible at that.
Yeah.
And so I struggled in school with just, like, that whole process, the way that school teaches us to just, you know, take in information and then regurgitate it back out. It doesn't matter, like, how it's processed or where it's processed.
Exactly.
And it's kind of funny to think about how we do that when we're improvising or when we're acting or even when we're having a conversation. You know, like, the idea is to just kind of move forward really quickly and get through the process of getting to know someone or whatever. We don't take time to really flesh it out, you know?
Exactly. But it sounds like you did in reinventing yourself every year, whereas I took that long gray line and just kind of took it to the extreme with no variation.
Yeah.
I mean, it helped out in that I never got into trouble, and I got good grades, and
sure,
it helped my career and stuff, but it was just, it was all for naught,
you
know, in the end.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, college then, you went to
MU. Columbia.
All right. And since you were still walking this gray straight line, nothing exciting happened? Any college stories that you want to share or experiences you remember?
Well, college, I did deviate from it somewhat.
Here we go. This is the good stuff.
There's this wonderful thing called alcohol that you kids tend to run into in college.
Yeah.
And, you know, that became my new extracurricular activity. So when I wasn't studying and alcohol, and then also I should add, Rockhurst is an all guys high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and they keep it all guys, single sex for a reason.
Right.
So, you know,
it's a Catholic school, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesuit Catholic.
Yeah.
So those.
So you went through that whole program all the way up then, really?
Yeah.
Because St. Peter's sounds like it was also
Catholic.
Yep. So you said private Catholic. So then, wow, all the way through that. So has that really had like a strong influence on your life and who you were when you got to college? Like, what happened?
Well, I was never a very religious person.
Okay.
I mean, but I value my Catholic schooling in that, I never got into trouble, right? And then I learned not to kill people. And
that's
good. I don't lie, cheat, or steal too often. So I figure I must be okay.
Too often.
Too often. There's like a threshold level. It's like, you know, you do it more than once a week, that's too much. But
sure.
Yeah, that. And then, you know, when I got to college, it's not like I immediately rebelled against that stuff.
Okay.
But once you get to college, again, Rockhurst was an all-guys high school.
Yeah.
And you get there to a co-ed big public school where you're just a number and a face, and you suddenly realize, hey, there's something different about 50% of the population here. They've got long hair, and they smell nice, and look different somehow. I can't quite put my finger on it, but...
So, were you walking around with a major boner most of the time?
Not quite.
Is that what I'm getting
I was tactful enough to put some books in front of it or something.
Oh, you had to go middle school on it?
Just sit down.
Don't go middle school on it, man. Just be proud.
Right.
I guess you're still at an awkward phase when you're in college, too, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah. I was always pretty awkward up until about 3 years ago, so...
That's all right. We're all still kind of awkward in our own ways. I mean, who's not? Because everybody's got a different understanding of the world and point of view, so
true.
You just try to make the best of it and get by, right?
Right, yeah. That's an important lesson improv teaches you, is just
right.
be confident, even though you're just like, what's going on? I'm scared and this is awkward.
But yeah.
Just plow through it, man.
Yeah. All right, so then tell me your favorite story from college then. You're talking about drinking and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, picking that up, so...
Well, my favorite story from college... Oh, boy, at least the ones I can remember. And even then... Again, the Catholic schooling helped because even the drinking, like, I was still a good student, and mm-hmm. that leads me to my story.
So. Okay, good.
All right. I had a part-time job at a haberdashery when I was there.
No kidding. Yeah. I almost said no. No kidding.
It's your show. You can cuss all you want.
Right, right. No, here. That's so great. Oh, I love that. Nobody knows what that is.
No, and if you... I'll let you kids at home. What is a haberdashery?
Yeah.
Nope, that's not it.
That's not it.
What a haberdashery is an old-timey word for a store that sells men's clothing.
Yeah.
Specifically suits and hats and ties.
Yeah.
And Columbia, Missouri downtown, you know, they had a place. It's called Bingham's. It was just...
Was it kitsch or was it, like, was it serious?
What's kitsch?
Kitsch meaning, like, was it kind of, like, I don't want to say the word hipstery now, but was
it hipstery.
Or was it, like, legit, like, they sold, like, men, older men maybe, or, like, finer men...
Yeah, yeah, like, that's how it was
finer
back
men.
In...
I don't know how finer men are, but...
But no, it was one of those stores that's been in business since, like, 1880.
Perfect. That sells it for me right there, yeah.
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 And, there are two crazy old guys who ran it, and they were great. I was talking to them, and they're like, I taught them, all right, teach me how to be a salesman. Teach me how to move merchandise off the racks. And Don, who is my favorite to work with, he's like, okay. Pulls a suit off the rack, he goes... Ain't you a beauty? That was it. That was his lesson to be a good salesman.
Get out! Like, and he just relied on just direct tactfulness. Like,
Don was just funny like that.
Okay.
She's like,
that's great.
There she is.
Yeah.
But no, okay, back to my story.
Yeah.
So, I worked there till close. I closed at 9. And it's really an old-timey store. You're like, I had to wear a nice fitted suit that I bought there.
Cool.
Because you can't sell men's suits if you're not selling it, wearing a suit yourself,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
So I wear my suit, go back to my apartment. I just moved off campus. This was my sophomore year. And my roommate, unbeknownst to me, had decided to throw a massive impromptu party. As he's wont to do, but I, didn't bother to check with me first.
Yeah.
Whatever, okay. And I should add that I had a major history exam at 9:30 the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was intending to pull an all-nighter and cram for this thing, right?
You got to, yeah.
Well, when your house is full of drunken revelers, half of them female, scantily clad, you know, you can't really do much studying, nor can you even go to sleep, even though I just worked all day and had gone to class, and that's all I wanted to do. But, you know, you can't do these things, and so what else do you do but join in, right?
Yeah.
And so I did. And again, I was a sophomore. I didn't know my alcohol tolerance at that time.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, so it was very easy for me to, you know, take the crazy train to crazy town and be a while till I found my way back.
Yeah.
So anyway, the party went on, and I forget what happened at that point, but I remember I wake up the next morning with my head on a slice of pizza.
Oh.
And I'm still wearing my suit that is now thoroughly crumpled and wrinkled and just covered in God knows what. You know, I wake up on the floor like this, and I look at the clock. I hadn't set my alarm or anything. And the test is at 9:30, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I happen to wake up, and I turn one bloodshot eye to the clock, and it's like 9:14.
Yep.
Yeah. And the hall... The auditorium where the test is going to be is on the other side of the campus. So I see that, and I'm just like, ew, crap. So I get up, pry the pizza off my face, throw it on the floor. There's still drunken revelers who couldn't drive home, just kind of strewn about, you know, here and there. So I'm just kind of stepping over them. And then I go out the front door. I'm kind of doing a light jog across campus, because we live just off campus.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the auditorium just as they're passing out the papers, the exams. And I sit there. I'm just hungover as all get out. My head's got a 4-alarm fire in there, you know? And I'm in an auditorium with 300 other people who are all pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
They're just not wearing a fine, crinkled suit.
Sure, so you stand out.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I take the test, trying not to throw up the whole time. Turn in, go back to my place. There I throw up and then just go to sleep for the rest of the day. And then the following week when I have class, we get our test back. I got a 96 on that thing.
No kidding.
Yep, 96%.
Wow.
No
studying. That's how you do it, guys. Right there. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
96, and you were still probably drunk, I would say.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, if you're at that point, I know I've been that way before.
Sure.
Where I've been like, I'm still drunk and doing things that I should be doing, not drunk, but yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking a test being one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could say that's a cool story, but I knew a girl who said she was an attorney and she took the bar exam when she had just gone into labor with her first child.
Get out.
Like, she just sat down to desk, started taking it, and then her water broke. And, you know, the bar exam takes all day.
Yeah.
You know, a couple days
sometimes.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you ever talk to her, Mamie, that's a better story.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah. We'll have to get her on sometime, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I'll book her up.
Just Facebook her and let's say, like, hey, can we get that baby story? You know, baby bar story.
I just mentioned that because you asked for my best story. And yeah. In my head, I'm telling this, I'm like, someone out there has a far superior story.
Oh.
Who would have been better to tell it? But no.
No.
You have me on, and that's what you're going to get.
No,
that's
I loved it. Question. I thought that was great. I loved it because you woke up with your head attached to a slice of pizza.
Yes.
And that's such a great, like, movie moment.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like every great college film ever has had somebody like that drunken party night, and then the person, the protagonist wakes up, and it's, you know, like, pizza on my face? What's going on? And of course, there's probably, you know, ink saying different.
Probably. So I was probably taking the test, and it probably said
penis.
Yeah.
Just right there. Just
right.
Big one.
At least the professor's not like, are you trying to cheat? Why are you writing all over yourself? No,
that's
funny.
I
swear.
Yeah. It's not my fault. I didn't. It was
unless,
a party.
Unless the answer is penis. I don't know.
Well,
it is penis.
Was it a poli sci test? Or?
No, it was history.
History, that's right. You said history. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah, wow. That's incredible. Man. All right. So then you made it out of college alive.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to congratulate you a lot for making it as far as you have, by the way. That's my thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Man.
Cool. So let's change it up a little bit. Change it up a little bit.
I think you did change
yeah,
it up right
a little
there.
Get,
that was
a little bit. What are your influences right now? Like, other than, and we'll get to improv in a second, but like, what else are you doing? I mean, what else do you really love right now, your passions?
Well, I've got a major travel bug right now, so I'm traveling as much as I can.
Where's the last place you were at?
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
I'd gone through Vietnam and Cambodia.
Wow.
And then I stopped in South Korea on the way home to visit a buddy of mine who's teaching English there.
Sure, just stopped in.
Sure.
No big deal. Just hopping around, you know?
It's right around the corner.
South Korea, you know? There's not like a North Korea above it that's about ready to tear the world apart. No big deal.
Nah, that was...
How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. It's always amazing. And,
good.
Yeah, you just go there and...
That's so great.
You know, I always had a travel bug, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But up until the last couple of years, I never had an opportunity to pursue that.
Yeah.
And now I have the time and money and freedom and flexibility to do that, so trying to make the most of it. Yeah,
you have to. I know that's what I did. I traveled a lot the last couple of years and I've really enjoyed it, and I know that somewhat near future I will not be traveling as much.
Oh,
so you know, I will be traveling to one spot and then staying for a long period of time.
That's true.
So,
by the way, folks, if you didn't know, he's heading off to New York here, going
that's
on to
true.
Bigger and better things.
It's not bigger and better, it's a bigger city in some ways, but okay, it's bigger and better.
But going off to pursue his dreams, all right? And who does that? Seriously, who? This guy, that's who.
In this day and age, who goes off and pursues their dreams?
No,
people?
Just didn't want to get stuck in a rut like some of us. No, this guy, he's taking the plunge, right?
The plunge? Wow, it feels like I'm just ending it all. I'm just like, oh, I'm moving to New York, guys. This is the end. Let's see you in purgatory.
No, that's really exciting. I really admire that because,
it's,
takes a lot of guts.
It's
going
to be a challenge, but I'm really looking forward to it. So,
yeah.
You know, that, and I love New York, as cliche as it is. It's a beautiful city.
It is.
And I want to be a part of that. So, yeah, that's really my traveling will end there until I can build up enough time and money like
sure.
you did to rehash that old bug again. Because I love traveling. It's one of my favorite things.
Sure.
So, where else have you been? You Southeast Asia?
Well, prior to that, I was in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I'd gone to Jordan, specifically.
During any conflict, or...?
Yeah, like, 2 weeks before I went was when Syria,
uh-huh.
which in case we all forgot, because we all forgot...
You guys know Syria is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently there's, like, this massive civil war going on, and, like,
oh.
you know, hundreds of thousands of people died or something. I don't know. It's not in the headlines anymore, so who knows.
Right.
But, no, right when that had just... flared up, and they found out that the regime had been using chemical weapons on
mm-hmm.
its own people,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a major violation, and President
yeah.
Obama was like,
I remember
well,
all
geez,
that.
Do we have to bomb them now? What?
Yeah.
And all this was going on 2 weeks before my trip, and I'm just like,
oh,
maybe I should cancel, because I really don't want to be a place that's being bombed by my own military, you know?
That's crazy.
I mean, Jordan is a nice, peaceful, stable country.
Yeah.
But...
Syria.
But, yeah, and Amman, the city I fly in and out of, the capital city, is less than an hour from the Syrian border. So it's
that's pretty
like,
close.
Yeah. You know, it was within mortar range. If the guys, if Syria really wanted to just go crazy and shoot at the hip at everyone around them,
yeah,
Amman would be Oof. Right within range. So,
man.
But fortunately, everyone came to their senses just beforehand
that's
and
good.
I was able to go. And
yeah.
yeah. So there, and then before that, I'd gone to Peru, because that's what most disillusioned college kids do. They go to Peru.
What's in Peru? What did you want? What was there? Like, I mean...
Machu Picchu, you know. It's
little Machu Picchu, huh?
Hyped to that.
Yeah.
It is really cool, but
yeah.
there are just so many disillusioned...
I've seen it on TV.
Well...
That's it, yeah, like...
Well, the TV's not lying. It's really there.
Yeah.
And it looks just like that.
Okay.
It's pretty cool,
yeah.
so... And, yeah, if you ever get the chance to go... By all means, do it.
They have great coffee.
They do have good
yeah.
coffee.
That's what I really like about Peru.
Well, that whole area is prime coffee country.
Mm-hmm. It's just what the environment's...
The high
there.
Altitude
yeah,
like, mountains,
yeah.
yeah. But you know, Vietnam had amazing coffee, too. I actually prefer Vietnamese coffee.
Interesting.
Because they just serve you a little cup, and it's like drinking four espressos at once.
Right. Turkish coffee's a little bit
yeah.
like that, too.
Mix
yeah.
it with some condensed milk, and
mm-hmm.
it's really sweet. Very good.
Ooh.
Can't recommend enough, so...
Yeah. Cool. Where else? Man, this is great. I love learning about these places. History, you were talking about earlier, that kind of has led into a lot of this, right? I mean,
true, yeah.
you get to go and see all these fun places that you read about or learn about.
And it wasn't even history. I actually, like, the first movie I saw as a kid, and to this day remains my favorite, was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Love it.
So
yeah.
that, yeah, you know, when I go to these places, deep down, I'm pretending to be Indiana Jones. Not even deep down. If you saw
you
my Facebook photos...
Do you have a costume?
I have the hat. I won't wear the whole getup, because that would just be embarrassing.
Oh,
but I
please.
Do have the hat.
Can you please sometime... We gotta get you, like, in the whole thing. I think we should do, like, a whole Indiana Jones, like, show, where you come out
oh,
and you,
geez.
Like... We'll write part of it, and then we'll improv part of it, and you just do, like, a little... Indiana Jones thing. It'd be great, man.
All right.
I'm serious. It'd be fun.
I do have the outfit in segments. I can't wear them all at once when I travel because that just... Although, you know, I look, there is a whole, like, I don't want to call it society, but you know that how they have, like, meetup.com
yeah.
has these social events?
Yes.
There's literally a meetup.com for people to dress up like Indiana Jones and go to, like, famous temples
that's
and monuments.
That's your thing, man.
No, that's,
your
sad.
Thing.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
I cannot cosplay as Indiana Jones.
I could dress up as any character from Lord of the Rings
yeah.
and travel throughout New Zealand just trying to get rid of a ring. I would take that adventure. I would take that adventure.
Well, you know, you could dress like an elf or, you know, something with
a
beard.
I would be a wizard.
A wizard.
I'm a wizard in real life.
Well,
so.
Then... True,
yeah.
this is true.
Yeah, I am a wizard, people. I don't know if you've heard, but I have incredible magic. I don't know where it comes from.
But at least you can disguise yourself, whereas
true.
Me is like, that's clearly Chris, and he looks stupid.
You're very like, distinct. You're,
that's true.
Yeah, you have a very distinct head.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like this. It's just your head that's very distinct. Your body is pretty normal, but your head is very distinct.
I don't
know what it is.
I know, it's like this floating type... orb that, I don't know.
I really feel like you could be in some badass, like, Jet Li movie. Like, if you're, like, just... And I know that sounds... I mean, but, I mean, just, like, no. Like, you love... Like, he's a badass. Like,
Was
a Hero was one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The cinematography, the symbolism.
Sure.
Like, and I would just love to watch... I would love to watch you fight Jet Li. And I don't know why that is. I just think it would be entertaining.
Yeah, that scene would play out with me just complaining of having a hangnail while Jet Li's over in the corner just stewing, looking angry. I'm just like, my leg's really sore. I can't... Not right now. Just give me 5, you know? Just that would be the scene, and moviegoers like good old Dale Maxfield there would demand their money back, or he'd skewer me with some very, very clever satirical riffing. And it would just... I would deserve it, because that would be a terrible, terrible movie.
Well, we'll get Jet Li. We'll get our people... Yeah. Talk to the people and get them to get Jet Li on here. So sure. We'll get your friend on to get her story, and then we'll get Jet Li on
do
you know, a movie with you.
Big
and man, we're doing good. Like, we're just gonna just one after another, you know?
There's no good off idea. Position on the genius idea. Switch. Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's my awesome. Gift to you.
All right, nice. cool. So traveling, you've been all over the world, and that's excellent. So, yeah, let's bring it back to here. And you do comedy and improv and stand-up. What got you into that?
Well, it's just something I always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just never made the time to do it. You know, when I was a kid, in addition to Raiders of the Lost Ark, mm-hmm. I also would, as a treat, sometimes get to watch Saturday Night Live, or my dad would let me stay up late and watch Letterman. And Saturday Night Live, this was back when Chris Farley and David Spade and all those guys, early 90s, you know.
Yeah.
Chris Farley was like my god at the time.
Mine too.
Oh, jeez, that
love
guy.
It. I miss him so much, yeah.
Yeah, he was just my gateway comedian into...
Him and Jim Carrey did it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two guys.
Yeah, because In Living Color had just...
I was a huge In Living Color fan.
Him as Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
That's my favorite. That's my jam right there, Fire Marshal Bill. If you guys have never seen Fire Marshal Bill, get on the YouTube.
Yeah, you young kids out there.
Seriously. David Alan Greer, I loved him too.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing stuff nowadays as well, but not as much as he was. So.
He was good in Jumanji.
He was great in Jumanji.
That was a great movie.
I'm David Alan Greer, what are you doing?
The thing takes his squad car.
Take it! Oh my gosh, that's so true.
And but yeah, that's how it got started, and so that interest was always there.
Cool.
But I don't know. Again, through school, I was very much the hold your nose to the grindstone,
sure.
Work hard, and I don't know. No one made me be that way. My parents weren't disciplinarians, and I don't know. I just became that way and then lost track of all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though in the back of my mind I was like secretly fantasizing about, what if I just moved to Chicago tomorrow and joined the Second City? Huh? What? Why don't
you
I could. Just do that?
You can.
I can, yeah.
You just took an intensive recently, right?
Yeah.
How did it go, man?
It was great.
What'd you learn? What'd you do? Tell me about this. This is excellent material right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was a beginner's intensive.
Still, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that like, well, I'm too advanced now. No, it was great. The instructor was great. And it was just exciting to be there in, you know, ground zero of all the improv scenes. Because I went up there with Ryan Seymour from the Kansas City Improv.
Yeah,
He and I are actually neighbors in our apartment building.
Huh.
So we're always talking and hanging out. And we just said, let's go up there. And I'm like, okay. So went there, took that 3-day intensive. It was great. Saw shows at the I.O.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into TJ from TJ and Dave.
Yep.
He just walked in and was like, hey, who wants to jam? And everyone jumped in there. I didn't get to play with him, but it was cool.
That's
just
great.
Right there.
TJ's great.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I got to hang out with him when he was in Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Him and Susan Messing, I got to hang out with them. They were just so much delight to be around, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Well, Susan, because she's so crass, and TJ, because he's so polite. And
yeah,
it's just this great balance of heavy hitter and, you know, like I'm on Sonic commercials guy. You know, like, she's like this real. And
he's like, oh yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, they're like Vietnamese coffee, extremely bitter and very sweet, and you combine them.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
If I could just liquefy them both and put them in a cup,
right?
And
so
then drink them.
Susan and TJ, when you guys watch this, I know you will because you know you love me. But you know you're like Vietnamese coffee, you two. So let's do another little messing with TJ sometime soon, huh? I think that's what we're asking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Vietnamese coffee. Nice. Who was your instructor? Anybody?
Micah Philbrook, if that name means anything to you.
To me, I am not familiar with that person, but I hope that, you know, that means it's because I just don't do as much Chicago stuff as I do New York and LA, but...
sure.
Yeah.
But no, he was excellent, so if anyone's thinking of taking it, you know, look him up. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it was a great experience, and... yeah.
Maybe we can get him on the show, too.
Maybe. He looks like a guy who'd do just whatever. It's like, you offer him enough whatever.
Cookies.
Like, cookies. Think? Yes.
Yeah. Anybody?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What did you do that?
Allergies, man. That's, God, they're killing me, so.
All right. Lightning round.
Oh, geez.
You ready for it?
Go for it.
Okay. Favorite book?
Oh. I'd have to say Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye, all right.
Holden Caulfield, yes.
Nice. Last place that you found yourself afraid?
Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Last place, like location.
Like how specific?
Anywhere in the world, like any place in the world. Like the last time you felt like, oh my God, I might die right now.
Oh, well, that would be when I was in the Middle East,
because
you just walk down all the bazaars and streets, and people are extremely friendly, and they're just constantly like, oh, come in our house, come, we'll have tea, we'll please have something to eat, join us. And I'm walking along just like, you're going to take me in there and just kill me, aren't you? No, I can't accept your offer, please. But they're very nice, beautiful, lovely people, and here I am just like, I'm American, everyone's trying to kill me, and so,
yeah,
I was a little scared then.
Okay. First crush.
First crush. Ah, yes. That was Lindsay Vance in the fourth grade. She and I dated for about 3 hours, and we actually had gotten married during recess. We got married during recess, up until the teacher saw what was going and was like, nope, we got to put the Holy Spirit between you.
She annulled your guys'
marriage right there,
and then.
Just killed it.
With the power of God and everything.
Yep.
Just, you're done. Get out of here, kids.
But yeah, that was first grade.
Wow.
So
awesome.
And stands as one of my longest and most endearing relationships to this day. So, yeah.
Good.
Not quite, but yeah. Looking in retrospect, yeah.
Yeah. Favorite television show? Current or past?
Oh, current or... Well, The Simpsons probably has had greater influence on... me comedically. If anyone knows me or spends enough time with me, they'll see that, you know, about every other sentence that comes out of my mouth is a Simpsons reference.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Simpsons.
Nice. One ply or two ply?
Two ply? I'm too good for one ply. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
I'm a working professional. I can earn enough to buy me some two ply, okay?
All right.
I need that angel touch soft.
Good.
So.
Drink of choice.
Oh, beer.
Beer?
So many beers.
Specifically?
It changes on the season. Right now, I'm really into ESBs.
Mm-hmm. What is that, ESB?
Extra special bitter.
Oh.
So.
Okay. And what makes it extra special bitter? I mean, that's...
Well, that's funny. They're not really bitter. They're actually very sweet. They're very malty.
Oh.
They're the opposite of an IPA, and I know IPAs are extremely popular right now.
They are.
But, yeah, Boulevard has a good one they just came out with in their... experimental 12-pack.
Cool.
So
I'll check it out.
ESB. There's some bad ones too. Old Speckled Hen. I don't recommend it.
Don't try it out, guys. Don't be a patriot. And don't do it.
But it varies. When it gets cold and it's winter, I'll be all in the stouts and porters.
Yeah.
So,
all up in them stouts and porters.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. Last film you saw.
In theaters or on TV or Netflix?
Let's do one of each.
Well, in theaters, good Lord, the Lego Movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the last time I was in a theater, and that movie was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So
Dale Maxfield is nodding his head in agreement. So, and then on Netflix, what did I just see? I do watch a lot of Netflix. God, I just saw something phenomenal. But the one I remember most recently was the Memphis Belle.
Memphis Belle.
About the B-17. It was a 1990 movie about the B-17 that flew during World War II.
Really?
And was the first B-17 to complete 25 missions without being shot down. And then if you complete 25 missions, you get to go home.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it was a 1990 movie, and I watched it on June 6th because it was D-Day, and I thought, oh, I should watch a military movie, and I watched that one, and it was great.
Yeah.
Again, history guy, and World War II, I love that, and airplanes, so.
Well, then I don't even have to ask you, then, what's your favorite war?
World War II, you know, where...
The 17 Years War!
The War of the Roses! Yeah,
the War of the Roses.
Nah, World War II.
Because, I love World War II as well,
You know, we're losing the war on drugs, we're losing the war on AIDS, and war on poverty, but man, we sure took it to those Nazis.
We did. Remember that one, guys? Yeah. Don't forget, okay? Because you know, since then, it's kind of all been... You know, go to America, be a patriot.
For 5 shining years back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the good guys.
It's so fascinating. I love World War II. That's what brought me out of my history shell. Like, I didn't really care for history until I got to World War II. And then my 6th grade history teacher brought it to life for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you mean history can be fun and this interesting? And not all of it is, but it is a fascinating concept to think about, like, you know, who... tells the history, who writes that history afterwards, and what we see, because now we're going back as a society and looking at other documents that may have been destroyed, or these remnants of documents, or anything to not disprove, but just to kind of like have a separate truth about what we think we know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I think that's really cool. I love that.
I agree. And then you learn to apply that same logic to all sorts of historical things, you know? What I love most about history is reading about, like, presidents and all their weird foibles. Like, speaking of World War II, you know, Eisenhower became president afterwards through the 50s. And apparently he had to have the rug in the Oval Office replaced because of too many cigarette butt burns.
Yeah. Really? So he's just like, old school with it.
Yeah, it's just like, screw it.
When do you think they banned smoking in the Oval Office?
I don't know if they ever did. I watched The West Wing. Jed Bartlett smoked all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I guess it is. It's a White House. Like, it's a house.
And you're the president. Who's going to tell you, no, sir, you can't smoke in here, you know, unless...
Who owns that? Does, like, the United States own that house? Or do they have, like, a realtor and they're like, well, guys, you know, taxes, you didn't pay taxes on the White House, so you got to get
just
out.
Just got big foreclosures.
You got to get out, you know, like, get over to Maryland. I don't know.
That's a good question. We'll just say it's the people's house.
The people's house? Well, then I say no smoking, Mr. Obama.
Yeah.
I say no smoking of any kind, whether it be cigarette or marijuana cigarette.
Wow.
Hey, you know, he did it when he was in college. He was hip. You never smoked in college?
Oh, I tried it a couple times, and it was, I don't know.
Not for you?
Yeah, it wasn't what for me. I was just... I don't know. The experiences didn't end well.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
Not for anything bad. It's like, I remember once, I wound up, I was under a bed barking like a dog for all night. So it might not have been what I thought it was.
I think you might have gotten PCP.
Possibly. I don't know.
Normally when people smoke, they don't usually go off the rocker like that, but.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
But I cannot confirm nor deny that if anyone's watching who shouldn't. Who wouldn't otherwise be watching.
That's true. You used to have, or possibly still do, right? A government agency job?
Something like that.
Something like that. And we haven't really talked about that, and we don't have time to talk about that for
good
reason.
Yes.
Because we're not allowed to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So...
He could kill me if he wanted to. Yeah. He has a license to kill.
Zach's going to New York. And no one ever saw him again.
You're the one that brought it up, so apparently it was really important to drop that little nugget in there.
I should add, I'm really bad at my job. Whatever it may be for the government.
How are you bad at your job?
by somehow jovial, being too jovial with my intended assassination target, and then he figures it out, and there's some just like, God, he wasn't supposed to know, but that's fine.
Yeah, you're cool. I would say that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So to skip past your job, would you like to ask me any other questions and things that I haven't talked about? Anything at all? This is the you ask the host questions round.
Oh, I see you now.
Yeah.
So, the New York thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why all of a sudden? I know you mentioned you wanted to go to New York.
Yeah.
But I was... thought that was like a little ways off, like a year or so.
It was supposed to be in December. However, I had a lot of opportunities present themselves. One being that I met a girl through coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Through Skype coaching. She coached one of our teams, our Herald team to be specific, and it was a lot of fun. And then we social media'd a little bit, and we started dating, and now we're actually a couple. So that's one thing that happened, and she lives in New York, and so that was kind of something that popped in there. And then a friend of mine who also lives in New York hit me up the other day and said, I need a roommate for July, and I'm thinking to myself, well, do I really want to move out there in December when it's really cold and depressing and
yeah,
there's not a lot of jobs and...
Really good point.
Yeah,
sure.
It just didn't seem to make sense at that point, so I scrambled my brain a little bit and came up with a plan, and just was like, sure, man, give me like a month. So I have to pay a little bit to get out of some contracts, and I pay to do some things that that don't really, I don't know, like make it easy to do all this right now, but I think it'll be worth it in the long run.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, so I get to be with my girlfriend, and I have a place to live. And those are really key components to, like, making it, I think, work, you know? Otherwise, you're kind of just going out there on your own adventure and seeing what happens. Which
right.
was my plan originally, but now I have help along the way.
Yeah,
and it's always
good
to have help.
Yeah, a little foundation to step on once you get there.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
So, trying to think.
Yeah, anything at all.
See, that's the hardest question of the night. When he turns the tables on you, he's like, do you have any questions for me? And
yeah.
He's like, oh. So you're going to get there and obviously get as involved in the UCB scene as you can?
I'd like to. I'd like to start taking their classes. I've already looked into it, and my girlfriend is a teacher there. Well, she was a teacher there. She just coaches Herald team there now.
Okay.
But my friend and the guy who would be my roommate, he has a sketch show that he put up there, and that was really awesome to see that he's doing stuff there. And I just love their style of comedy and want to be a part of that. So there's other places too, though. The Pit is really cool. I've been there. I've done a show there last year. I did a show at the New York Improv Festival, and there's Annoyance Brooklyn going up as well, so I might check that out too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
man, those guys are really going gangbusters. They just opened the new Annoyance Theater.
Annoyance is
that weekend
great.
While we were there. We didn't get to see it, unfortunately, but
yeah, it's going to be really cool. I'm excited for them.
Well, do you think you'll miss Kansas City then? I mean, because...
No, not at all. Sorry. Not at all. No, I will. I've already started to feel a little bit nostalgia and, you know, kind of thinking about a lot of stuff, but... that's fun, and I think I'll come back and visit when I can. I hope to come back for the festival, because I have two teams submitted for the festival, so
that would
be good. But we'll see what happens, so... Yeah.
What is Alpha Swan Platoon going to do now that they're...
Well, Alpha's going to move on there. They're going to get a new coach, and they're moving forward. I'm not actually on Alpha Swan Platoon. I'm just coaching them. So,
right.
Yeah, but I guess I'm on 3 or 4 other teams. I don't know how many teams I'm on. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But they're going to get a new coach, and they'll keep going on, and I hope everybody does. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, this place is going to working because I'm not here.
Well, so. I don't know about that.
Oh,
we'll see.
Geez.
We'll make do the best we can.
Sure.
Somehow.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for checking out Getting to Know Your Friends with Chris Fidler. And thank you to Dale for having us at his abode, and... taking over the reins on the tech side. And we'll see you guys next time on Getting to Know Your Friends.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.